superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me see you put your hands up now. 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 Now.
With guest host, Ryan Leaf.
Been listening to you guys since day one. You guys are phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Just keep getting better like fine wine.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL Network host Rachel Bonetta. NBA.com writer Mark Medina. Still to come, Rich Eisen checks in from the NFL Combine. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Ryan Leaf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. Ryan Leaf here. Hour three here on a Thursday. TJ Jefferson, hey. Jason Feller, hey. Chris Brockman.
Hey, Ryan, I just want to point out I'm wearing a T-shirt of the greatest pro wrestler of all time, Shawn Michaels, HBK. Today, so I'm
sweet chin music.
We got that on video.
I mean, I'm wearing a black polo. Like, what are we doing?
It's for the radio people. They can't see us.
I was wearing a plaid shirt from Target. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
And Ryan had an impressive Charger hoodie on yesterday.
Oh, a lot of comments about the Charger hoodies. I mean, it was especially San Diego fans versus Los Angeles. Oh, I mean, just all of it. But I will say this. It was on fire. It was fire. It looked amazing on television.
It popped.
For the lack of a visual enlightenment for everybody.
Yeah,
that's why
I told radio people that.
Yes. Woo!
Yeah. Plus, that's you got the lights there. You know, you got the host lights that make you look good.
The host lights look nice.
It makes me look super tan, guys. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, I know.
Yeah.
And if you have blue eyes, it like pops the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Those lights over there are much better than our lights.
Unfortunately, I got brown eyes. So
and somebody I really have to thank for looking so good today is our good friend, Rich Eisen, who's joining us live from
Eisen.
Indianapolis. Hi, Rich Eisen.
Gents, how are you doing?
Rich.
How's it going?
Rich, we're doing great. How's the weather in Indy? Is it cold yet?
Well, yesterday it was a nice warm 60 degrees. Today it's late gray sky, little flurries, high 30s. But it is not dampening any spirits here. It's the combine is being run. As you know, that bubble got pierced a couple weeks ago where they were planning on it's pretty wild. 2 weeks ago, there was a boycott because they were going to bubble everybody up. And about an hour ago, the league just sent out a memo that all the COVID protocols with the Players Association have been suspended.
Yep.
So it's kind of crazy. But, you know, everybody is walking around town like it used to be. And, you know, restaurants are full. A bar last night I snuck into because I heard the house band, a great house band called Kenny Pickett's Little Hands. They were terrific.
Stupid.
That was the house band. They're still playing that tune all day today, guys.
Yeah, it seems like
that's the tune we're hearing.
That's been the biggest story. League lifting the protocols and then the Kenny Pickett's 8.5 inches.
Was he playing the ukulele instead of a full-size guitar?
I don't know. It's just 8.5-inch hands.
Gosh.
So there's that. And now, you know, I mean, I'm now armed, for the lack of a better phrase, with all these stats for tonight's workouts for the quarterbacks that only there are no starters in the NFL with hands that small. And like Goff's 9-inch hands and Joe Burrow's 9-inch hands, those are some of the smallest hands. The last, I think, guy drafted in the first round with hands that small was Michael Vick. And certainly didn't seem to, you know, bother him in Pittsburgh, PA, where it's, you know, kind of cold and inclement.
I
don't know what to make of it, but I told you guys, and I'd say this like a
no,
few,
you
like
said
a
it
month
a while ago.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said like a month and a half ago that we're going to be talking about Kenny Pickett's hands. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 8.5, because apparently he was doing hand exercises.
So what were they? Like, they were even smaller a couple weeks ago.
I don't know about.
I don't know what they are. I don't even know what a hand exercise, a stretching hand exercise, could possibly be.
You get that massage
whatever
therapist,
it was,
Rich.
Back to the old drawing board. And we'll see what happens tonight. He's out there. Matt Corral will not be throwing this evening. He is still on the back end of the 4 to 6 weeks of the injury that he suffered in his bowl game. So they're going to try and avoid any problems. He will not be throwing tonight. Malik Willis, I'm very much looking forward to seeing him, the Auburn transfer to Liberty, seeing what he looks like tonight. There's a great video of this of the young man. Well, a video that's going viral that somebody spotted yesterday, Malik Willis across the street as they were having, I guess a journalist, a reporter having lunch, saw through the window Malik Willis stopping on a street corner with his bag open, like his suitcase open, and it looks like he handed a hat, like one of the hats that they have here for the prospects. Like a winter hat. He handed it to somebody who was on the street, a homeless person on the street. And that is something that everybody's talking about today, about, you know, character issues and who's of high character or not. And so that's another thing that we'll be talking about here today is, I guess, Malik Willis's heart. Those are the three guys at the top of the quarterback chart.
Carson Strong, he's a guy that I liked a lot coming into the offseason out of Nevada. Big, strong,
yes,
capable quarterback. Didn't have the best Senior Bowl turn, and a lot of people were kind of down on him. What have you heard about him, and what are you looking forward to seeing from him? Because he's going to have the strongest arm of anybody tonight.
Well, I mean, I would hope so. I mean, look, his last name, right? I mean, so look, you just I don't know. You know, like there's the first tier of guys. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah, I've got his top 100 because he doesn't really, you know, Mayock. What he used to do is he used to take each player, each position group, and have a top five prospect at each position group, and that's what I would be given going into the combine from the chief talent evaluator of the broadcast. DJ doesn't do that. He has his top 100. And of the top 50, there's only two quarterbacks in it. I mean, Corral, I think, might crack it at some point, but there's Wilson and there's Pickett. And, you know, none in his top 20. So really the biggest, if you will, major upside prospects we're going to see tonight are wideouts. That's who you're going to see. And that's, you know, that's a deep group that we're going to see tonight. Sam Howell of North Carolina is not going to work out. I mean, like, he's not going to run or jump or anything like that, but he's going to sling it. Nice. So, you know, I don't know who's going to come to the fore. The Cincinnati kid, Ritter, is going to be out there tonight. By the way, he has 10-inch hands and fumbled over 30 times in his career in Cincinnati. So who the hell knows, right? Like, there's
well, make
so
sure, make sure just
much.
To if you would like tonight, I'll give you the okay to do this. Just mention during your broadcast that Ryan Leaf had 10.5-inch hands.
You know what? I can do that. How many times did you fumble at Washington State?
Not many. I fumbled a lot in the NFL.
Well,
I had Derek Thomas and Reggie White and Bruce Smith chasing me. That was a big reason why.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You know what? Those are what we call extenuating circumstances.
Yes.
We call them very large variables. So, again, like, that's part of the conversation tonight. You're going to see tight ends. I don't think there's anybody that's really, you know, lighting it up from that position group. And then there's the quarterbacks who we are going to see. But it's really the wideouts tonight that everyone is excited about. because those are the guys who, as you know, the last couple of years, there's been some generationally brilliant rookie campaigns like Justin Jefferson and now Ja'Marr Chase. And then, of course, you know, one thing that we will be hammering on the broadcast tonight that you're going to hear is that this is a draft of depth, meaning third, fourth, fifth round picks can really blossom, that there's a lot of depth at positions. And so we will certainly tonight with wide receivers be playing a ton of Cooper Kupp video, you know, a third rounder who winds up being a Super Bowl MVP. That's the sort of material. And that's the interesting thing, too, is, you know, the Rams, as you know, effed a lot of their picks, but not for days two or three. And so this is a deep draft in that respect. Like, if you want a lineman, if you're at the top of this draft and you need someone to protect the quarterback or go chase down the quarterback, you're in luck. If you need a quarterback, not so much. Unless you really just fall in love with one of the guys that are available and you just go for it. But Brockman, I think your bet with T.J. Jefferson had a final nail put in that coffin by an 8.5-inch hammer. That hand will hopefully hold an 8.5-inch hand will be able to hold a hammer to nail that coffin shut.
Rich, more importantly, though, I'm worried about your hands. Yeah. I don't want the mic fumbling out of your hands during the broadcast tonight. Have you been measured?
Well, it's a headset.
Okay.
It's a headset.
Fair.
So,
fair.
As you know,
take it out
there,
of play.
As you know, there is no measuring the size of my cranium. Certainly, since I've got a huge ego to try and contain.
Eisen, Rich, and Eisen.
You know. It's a big red flag for me. It's a big red flag tonight. So it's a headset, so I won't have to worry about that. But what was one of your what's more likely for the combine about the coaches visiting the booth?
Oh yeah, it was Belichick and Andy Reid.
Well, you're going to get an answer to that tonight.
Oh,
yes. I can't. Would you? I don't know if I should reveal it.
So we have a promise
or not?
So you've been texting with one of them.
No, there is a scheduled guest.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have a time? You want to drop a time when we all should be watching?
The only time that I know about right now is Giovanni, the podcaster, who Eagles fans might know because he's been podcasting about the Eagles. He now lives in Indianapolis. He's coming to the booth tonight at 7 Eastern to hang out with us for half an hour. That'll be cool.
By the way, how about me just calling one of them coaches? Like, I was not talking to any producers. I had no inside information. I just took two of the biggest named coaches there are and threw it out there.
You're a dominant, what's more likely, producer and an administrator. That's what you are.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. He manifests destiny. Yeah, he manifests.
I know. Yeah, I know. So that's that. I mean, that's literally the conversation, is how are the wide receivers going to look?
Yep.
And then, oh, by the way, Treston Ebner, Gorilla Glue winner, I believe, from our penultimate Gorilla Glue winner. I just ran into him in a hallway practicing his 40-yard dash in a hallway.
Now, getting tips or giving tips to Treston Ebner?
I just did him a favor and just said, stick with the glue, kid, and walked away.
Okay.
But he did receive his Gorilla Glue.
Okay, great.
Pretty cool. Just seeing all these kids. David Bell's tonight. He's another toughest player on planet Earth winner. He's here. It's pretty cool. This is great. Like, we're finally here. It's finally happening. And I'm psyched. This is going to be fun tonight.
Are you excited for the atmosphere tonight? We were talking earlier with Rachel. Rachel Panetta came on. She's going to be doing some stuff around with the fans and whatnot. But about the vibe, just like, you know, it's going to feel different. It's in prime time now. It's more of an event than in years past. Ryan was talking about how when he did it, it was just, you know, an empty, cold, you know, RCA dome. And now it's more of a thing.
Well, there's 7,000 to 10,000 fans slated to come. And it's a good thing Tom Coughlin's not in the stands anymore as one of the evaluators, or, you know, may he rest in peace, Al Davis, not here. Because we were told that when the guys are working out on the field, okay, we were told they're going to play music for the first time.
During
the
workouts? Wow.
Yes. They're going to, because they want to have an atmosphere for the players to kind of get into. I have no idea what music it's going to be. I hope it's not off of Steve Mariucci's old, iPod Nano or whatever he had back in the day. You know, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but they are going to play music. And I heard that. I'm like, get out of here. Like, could you imagine? Coughlin would be just like, whose radio is on out here? Like, you know.
But hope it doesn't end up like the game at Kansas City at halftime where no one can hear you speak during that process of the concert.
Exactly. You know, isn't it amazing? Like, they're going to play. Well, here's another one, too. Get ready for this one, guys. That they are, you know, inspired by, you know, the draft coverage and the Olympics coverage, that we have, we're placing cameras in the homes of some of the draft participants, and, you know, watching, there's like watch parties of the parents and family members watching these kids work out, you know, like watching their 40 and then taking a shot of, we hope, a celebratory watch party. Like, that's coming. So
I mean,
meeting is the first time I'm hearing this. And I'm like, so you're telling me this is your first ever three cone drill watch party that we're creating?
By the way, great fantasy name.
Three cone drill.
Hey, three cone drill watch party. That's not a bad one. They opened up for Kenny Pickett's Tiny Hands.
So is JD and the Straight Shots closing the show, Rich? Or?
Dude, I'm telling you, like, a Vertex watch party. Like, guy has a vertical leap of 37 and a half. Let's see mom jump off her couch. Can she, you know, like, that's going to be my job is to bring all this home. Like, that was...
It will be great to see the family a reaction. I get it. But It does seem really interesting to try to duplicate, especially when the kid's not there, right? When the kid's that's working out is thousands of miles away doing it in a dome,
exactly,
in comparison to being home during the draft day.
But it is, there have been in all seriousness some special moments between combine participant and family members. You remember DK Metcalf zooming with his mother, mm-hmm, after he had a tremendous workout here, and you know, he had an injury history, and the question was, should he have come out? Was he making the right decision? And the combine went so successfully, he broke down and cried. So obviously there is an emotional element to it, and we're trying our best to bring it to you. If we can, you know, play it to you above the music. I have no idea what music it is. I hope it's like, you know, something a little bit more upbeat, not to go all Casey Kasem on you, but it'll be really interesting tonight. It'll be a new combine atmosphere, fans, music. It's not like the old RCA Dome, Ryan.
No,
at all.
No, it's not. And, just wanted to give you a quick piece of information, just so you, in case you run into Rachel Bonetta during your time there, fellow compatriots there. She did make a comment today that she could smoke you in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, that was a quote, like smoke, like quote-unquote.
Okay.
Just know the gauntlet has been thrown within your own building.
These brash youngsters coming into the NFL Network and just talking smack, I'll just have to take it. And but you know, I am feeling good about myself, or I will in a couple of minutes. Where I'm standing right now is outside the door of the convention center room that the NFL Network has commandeered to shoot all the prospects for those bump shots to break, where they're, you know, in that tube and the lights are, strobe lights are going, and
content,
you know, and the confetti's in the air. I'm doing that. I believe I'm doing that to style not just myself, but also the football on a stick will be with me in the tube here. Oh. And this is going to be great. And just so you are aware, I did suggest that we do have a football on a stick when it comes out, that we take a shot of a football on a stick watch party with four footballs on a stick in some living room watching the big football on a stick moment.
That's pretty good.
And I think that was definitely not appreciated in the meeting. No. I brought that up at all. No. I think it was viewed as an unhelpful comment.
Something to lighten up.
I got that. I had the same sense yesterday after I high-fived an actual head coach in front of the entire media group that was the dupes to our cliche festival. That was fun yesterday. What a day.
Yeah, T-Man just looked at you like, Rich, we're trying to move this along.
But I'm serious. I'm like, let's get four footballs on a stick, put them on a couch, and then show that watch party when Football on a Stick comes out just to see the family. So beaming with pride to see the football on a stick out there for the drills. Let's see if we can pull this one off.
I'm sure there has to be somebody out there that is fried up a corn dog, pulled the side off it, the topping off of it, and then shaped them into little footballs, Ryan. And put them on a stick.
Yes, Ryan, you get it. You understand.
I think that's more of a Montana thing than anything.
But anyway, that's a 4 Eastern tip tonight on NFL Network. So,
all right, buddy, good luck.
In about an hour and a half.
All right, well, get after it. We appreciate you taking some time, bud.
Have fun.
I'm in it. All right, Ryan, thanks for you and your 10.5-inch hands having control of the show. Greatly appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Rich.
Rich Eisen, everybody. The host of the Rich Eisen Show joined us live from Indianapolis with many jokes, many interesting facts about what is about to take place. He's going to be covering it from beginning to end now, as the players start to work out and get ready for their biggest job interview that they'll ever have. Interesting to hear somebody who works on the entertainment side of it. Of course, he covers it, but it's still an entertainment. They're producing a television show, right?
Yeah, it's an event. It's a show.
It's an event, and it's developed over time. And Rich, of course, started there, I think, back in 2003. So he's been from the inception of the NFL Network and what this has become and how it's developed. And, we're gonna see a television show produced tonight with what we're going to see. The fact that it's televised is allowing me to do my job tonight with the NFL, with NFL Radio, right? I'm able to critique it from the television and talk about it with my co-hosts on the show because I can pull it right off the NFL Network live as it's going. So very interesting. Excited to talk more about that. Big day tomorrow. Well, big day today, actually. If you are really invested in DC Comics and movies, but even a bigger day tomorrow. We'll get into that a little bit later. But first, when Callaway engineered ChromeSoft to be the best tour ball, it didn't just make the best players better. It made everyone better, Brockman. Everyone. Men, women,
everyone.
First-time major winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers. Right? The ChromeSoft family has the best tour performance for every type of performance, right? Starting with the regular ChromeSoft, which is designed for the widest range of golfers who want better feel, more distance, and incredible forgiveness. But for better players looking for more workability, ChromeSoft X provides excellent spin consistency and tour-level short game control. That's what I need, the tour-level short game control. Finally, ChromeSoft XLS gives you a lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still with high spin around the greens. That seems like everything you need. Who would need another ball?
Gosh.
And now every ChromeSoft is enhanced with precision technology, which uses design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch. This ensures, so about the size of Kenny Pickett's hands, this ensures they're the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf ball possible. When you add it all up, it's pretty simple. ChromeSoft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which ChromeSoft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. We'll be right back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. Ryan Leaf here filling in for Rich, who's in Indianapolis starting his coverage on NFL Network tonight for NFL Network. TJ Jefferson joining me alongside Jason Feller and Chris Brockman. I made reference to DC Comics before we went to break there.
Yep.
So I'm a huge Batman film fanatic, okay? I love the Batman films, the Christopher Nolan ones in particular. The Dark Knight is my favorite movie of all time.
Ooh, all time.
All time, yep. I got asked that question the other day, and I had to think about it for a minute, and it's just, what's the movie I saw the most times in the theater?
Oh, good question.
It was The Dark Knight. I probably saw it 20 times in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long movie.
Yeah, it's a very long movie. I also was in a stage in my life where I would take a pill or two.
Gotcha.
And that was more of an escape as well. So I don't want to tarnish the fact that I loved the movie by the fact that I was using it at the time. Though it's an incredible performance by Heath Ledger, by everybody in the film, to be honest. And so love the Batman films. Now, we get a bit of a reboot, right? Robert Pattinson takes over the role today, right? It comes out at midnight tonight or in some other places in L.A. I think they come out at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Anna and I, we got childcare. That was up in the air a little bit that we could find childcare.
So you're going tonight.
We're going tomorrow.
Okay.
And I didn't think I was hosting the show tomorrow, so this kind of could have been postponed to tomorrow.
A little wrinkle.
But there are some that are going to see it today. What is your guys' thought process around the continuation of rebooting a storied brand in movie form?
TJ, you start.
Well, right now, Ryan, off the Batman thing, right now a lot of people on Twitter are going crazy because White Men Can't Jump apparently is getting rebooted.
Right.
So, and I just put a tweet out, like, you always see people upset in arms about, like, why movies are getting remade. But my thought is always, it's never going to touch the original movie that you like so much, right? It's not like anyone's going to go and put a, you know, hit delete and all of a sudden every copy of the movie is going to be gone. You can always watch and enjoy that original that you love so much. And if you don't like the reboot or you're not into the reimagining, then you don't got to watch it. It's just that simple.
You don't think it diminishes the impact that it had on so many? Or
I don't think so. I mean, no matter how many Star Wars get made, right? I'll be honest with you. The first three Star Wars, which weren't the first three, but the first three that came out in our youth.
Yeah, 4, 5, 6.
Four, five, six. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. But then after that, I didn't really watch I didn't really watch any of the newer ones, to be honest with you. But it never took away that joy I felt as like a 10-year-old kid looking at Chewbacca and Han Solo flying in the Falcon for the first time.
Did,
it's never going to touch that.
I did out of loyalty. I thought Revenge of the Sith, where Hayden Christensen becomes Darth Vader.
Spoiler alert. I did see that one, yeah.
Sorry. Those of you who haven't seen it, Hayden Christensen.
Gosh, as Larry David would say, assume tape.
Come on now.
I enjoyed that one. But I'm with you. I think there was more of a loyalty thing to it. I enjoyed the J.J. Abrams remakes, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
I enjoyed those two. He kind of went back in terms of, especially the first one. And I liked, you know, the ones they put in between. Rogue One may be one of the best.
Rogue One was really good.
Star Wars films, yeah. Because it showed you how the initial one you ever saw was when they had gotten the plans for the Death Star that Princess Leia was smuggling away, and that's how you find out.
Well, the last 5 minutes of Rogue One are just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
Yep.
But that's not Rogue One, obviously. I just wanted to say that.
But that's where it was going, right? That led you into Episode 4, ultimately, which is what, you know,
we all know,
tore at everybody's heartstrings and was embedded in people's minds. Well,
I don't know. I kind of agree with you, TJ. Like, if you're not into the remakes, you don't have to watch them. It's not going to tarnish, you know, the first time you ever saw Ghostbusters or, you know, any types of movies like that.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting some pressure to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife with Paul Rudd, who I love. I love Paul Rudd.
Of course, we all do.
Right. It actually looks like it could be. I haven't watched it yet, but I go, if it's on, I'm not probably going to go out of my way, but if it's on, I'll watch that.
Well, it's streaming available now, and of course, Anna's been giving me a list of, you know, things that we can watch, and this is something she really wants to watch. And I'm just like, I don't really have much interest.
Hey, Ryan?
Bill Murray's in it, I guess.
It was all right. I watched it.
Okay.
But it's worth seeing. If you like the originals, it's worth seeing.
All right.
And bottom line, Ryan, if Anna wants to watch it,
we're going to watch it.
You got to watch it, bro.
We're ultimately going to watch it. Yeah.
You got to watch it, man.
But
this
Batman, no spoilers here, because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any previews. I'm not Ben Lyons, who sits in this chair from time to time. We probably saw it four months ago. Yeah. He's probably seen the second one already. It looks darker, which I'm all for. Yeah. I like the darker Batman mentality. Like, that's what I'm looking for in this one. Even though Spider-Man's gotten dark over the last few movies, there's still this upbeatness to Peter Parker, played by Tom Holland, right?
Yeah, because he's always been a lighthearted character, Spider-Man.
And this Batman, this one looks vengeful.
How do you feel about Pattinson taking over the cowl and the mask?
Always loved Robert Pattinson.
Yeah?
Loved him ever since he played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter film.
I thought you were a big Twilight guy, too.
I am a big Twilight guy, too, but I mean, he was good, you know? You know, it's hard to, when they manifest movies out of books, when you've really been invested in the books, it's sometimes hard.
It's impossible because nothing can touch your imagination.
I will say this, Fault in the Stars translated incredibly well from book to movie. Maybe because of Shailene Woodley. She was awesome in it. She played the character really well. So it's difficult sometimes Gone Girl. I thought Gone Girl did a very good job, too, of translating from book to on the... I didn't see Ben Affleck as the husband initially when it was announced, but Rosamund Pike was perfect for the female lead in that film. Doogie Howser, I don't know.
Doogie Howser.
You know.
R.I.P.
But anyway, I'm also waiting for... I think I've had Jay Chandrasekhar on the show when I've hosted before. You know, he's one of the guys from Broken Lizard. He's made the Super Trooper movies all the time. And I'm always pitching him this idea that, what's Doogie's name? It's
Neil Patrick Harris,
right?
NPH.
I'm always pitching the idea of doing the Neil Patrick Harris from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. It's like me in one of the shows. Like, I show up as myself,
right.
It was just a dumpster fire show of a person. And through that process, he has yet to bite on that one yet, but we'll see.
I would say no on that one, because I wouldn't wait to maybe trigger you to maybe, like, you know.
It wouldn't. Okay. No, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I think it would be hilarious.
Though, you mentioned this movie looks like it's dark. Batman has always kind of been a dark character.
Yeah, he comes from the dark. Not quite like Bane dark.
But right, not like, but like that's kind of his whole thing, you know. And
for whatever reason, I felt like the Michael Keaton versions were... They were dark, but they're a little bit bubbly.
They were lighthearted, yeah.
They're a little more lightheartedly. And then when you were going through that time with Val Kilmer and George Clooney, and you had Arnold Schwarzenegger as
tried to make him Mr. Freeze. They tried to make him like popcorn movies.
Right.
But they're not.
And they're not.
Right.
And so when Christopher Nolan came to the forefront with Batman Begins, I was just blown away. But I'm also blown away by anything that Christopher Nolan does. Though Tenet for me was, I'm not gonna go there.
I didn't watch them, but did you enjoy the Ben Affleck Batmans?
I did to a point, except for Batman versus Superman, and the plot twist was that both of their mom's names were Martha, and it stopped them from killing each other.
That was it.
It was Batman versus Superman, and they were fighting, and all of a sudden they both realized that their mother's names were Martha.
But can I be honest with you? At that moment when it happened, I went, holy crap, how had I never thought about that before? It literally made me pause. Like,
really?
I was like,
no, that's
holy crap, that is true. And then it was like they had a kumbaya moment.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were destined on
Batman
destroying.
Batman was about to take Superman out. Spoiler alert. Whoa. And then...
yeah, you know. And then the Martha bomb.
Yeah, the Martha bomb.
Martha bomb.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, that's true. And then I thought for a half a second, wait, are they brothers? No, they can't be.
That would be something.
It would have been something. I of course, like the Snyder cut that came out on HBO during the pandemic
really
made me enjoy it more, because the other one that was released was just so cut apart. I mean, cut apart. It made it just seem campy to me. So super excited. Zoe Kravitz plays Catwoman. You know, I don't know if Anna made a point to me since we were going to see the film and everything. She's like, there'll never be another Catwoman besides Michelle Pfeiffer is it. And that's our youth. So we're kind of like, yeah, that's that Catwoman. I will say Anne Hathaway was tremendous.
Yeah, she did a good job too.
Yeah. I liked the way she, how her mannerisms, how she spoke. I thought she was incredibly good in that. So,
And then Paul Dano is the Riddler, right?
He's the Riddler.
Amazing actor.
Someone plays the Penguin in this one, I think, too.
It's Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Colin Farrell. And then is it Michael Wright plays...
Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon.
I believe you're right there, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's interesting. That's a movie.
It's long. I think this movie's over 3 hours.
Yeah. It is 2 hours and 58 minutes. Ooh, yeah, maybe. So the sitter had to be there for 3.5 hours because AMC Theaters loves to do the 25 minutes previews, right? Which, yep. I don't mind. I like the previews, but when the film is 3 hours, you're like, ah.
Let's just shorten this up. Let's get it going.
We could have one really good trailer here.
Yeah, I kind of need those long previews because I'm never on time for a movie. So I know I got like 15 minutes after the movie starts, right?
Like the time that it's set to start. Like,
yeah, if it says it's at 2:30, then you know it's not going to start till a minimum 2:45.
Now, is it just because you're running late, or are you getting
concessions?
Snacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So ever since the Cage Brockman birthday party where I shoveled in 10,000 calories,
so much food.
I've been on this eating right kick. Right. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, today's. Oh, geez, Wednesday. It's already Thursday.
It's already Thursday, guys.
So I'm already through Thursday, and Friday was my reward. We're going to go. I'm going to host the show, I just found out, tomorrow. So I'll be back tomorrow. And then we'll take the kiddo to gymnastics and then bring him home. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys all this, but my son considers gymnastics ninja training.
I think that's fair.
I think it is the perfect definition of it. And I am in full adherence to ninja training for my four-year-old son. I'm going to take him there. The childcare, a new babysitter is going to come. We're going to kind of get her used to what the afternoon is going to be like. And then we're going to go see a film at 4 in the afternoon on a Friday.
Amazing.
Amazing. The theater is going to be bombarded by me in terms of snacks, junk food. And
walk us through the snacks.
Okay, I am a huge Milk Duds. Starburst Minis guy. I don't have to unwrap any of the Starbursts.
Already unwrapped.
They're already in there in a vacuum sealed bag. Can just shovel them in. Go.
Popcorn.
If it's a big blockbuster movie like this, yes, popcorn will be purchased, as well as a 84-ounce soda. I don't know what the biggest one they have there anymore. But it's going to be large. We've also discussed, you know, we're going to Universal City Walk, which is a huge theater. Has a huge theater. But they have a food court up above it. And there's some interesting, there's a Firehouse Subs. You know, now, are you guys of the mindset that you could bring in, outside food that's not considered movie food to
sure
okay.
Bring in whatever you want.
Okay,
you know, Ryan, sometimes I'll even check to see what snacks the theater serves before I decide to go to that theater. Like, I love Goobers. If they don't have Goobers, I might not go. I love Twizzlers, but I don't like Red Vines. If I see they're serving Red Vines and they don't have Twizzlers, I might skip that theater and go to the next one.
I'm a Coke product guy, so I need Dr. Pepper there.
Okay.
Like, if it's a Pepsi run place, Regal Cinemas there in Sherman Oaks, no, you're not getting my dollar. All right? So yeah, that's, and there's, you know, there's a Taco Bell if you want to, you know, make it quick.
Run for the border.
Yeah. There's a burger joint there. And if you want to get really like inventive, you could walk in, there's a sushi joint. You could get some sushi and really be high class in a movie theater. Now, the theater seats at this place is one of those huge reclining.
Yeah, those are nice.
Fun, comfortable, you know, I'm going to wear very comfortable clothing, sweatshirt, you know, probably the Vince Carter velour hoodie.
Because it's going to get a little chilly in the theater.
Always gets chilly. I always run hot, though, but still. That. So now that we've given you our Friday and the way we started this all, what do you guys, what are the expectations? What does Batman, the new Batman, have to be after what Christopher Nolan did to be considered successful? I mean, how does this have to... Paul Dano as the villain, I think, was a great casting.
Yeah, there's some real big names, some high-profile names in this. So the runtime is a little discouraging for a night out in the theater, not going to lie. If it was more in the 220 range, I think, they could have figured out how to slice a half hour off of that. I'd be a little more inclined to go, but... I am excited to see what kind of reviews it gets.
I am excited too. And regardless, I'm one of those individuals that can be entertained by sock puppets, just to let you guys know that. So I love going to movies, and the longer the better for me, because that means I can just kind of, like, I won't think of anything else, right? I'll be immersed in Gotham with Batman and all of it. That's where I will be. Sometimes it's difficult when you have because I'll pull up the monitor to see how the babysitter's doing with the kid. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we were at a film and I looked at it, and the babysitter turned around to do something with the food, and he was standing up on like the side table of the chairs, and immediately Anna and I got up out of our seat 15 minutes into the film, and because Universal Studios is like right across the street from our house in the hills there, we were home in like 5 minutes and said, all right, it's all right, you can go now. So hopefully we'll be better. He's 4 years old. He's most likely not going to burn himself or the house down to the ground. Amazing. So all right, when we come back, we're going to put a pin in this show here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk a little bit more about what the Combine brings to the table and what the fans are going to think about everything. You're listening to the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Ryan Lee, filling in for Rich. We'll be right back.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Ryan Lee filling in for Rich alongside TJ Jefferson, Jason Heller, and Chris Brockman. Brock, you're probably a little interested when you heard Tom Brady yesterday talking on Freddie Couples' radio show on PGA Tour Radio.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't find too much in what he said, but I think we have exactly what he said here. Maybe you could tell us where you're going. I tell you, I wish I had a clear vision of what the future holds. But I think for me, there's a lot of great things and a lot of great opportunities that I know. I said right after football season, I was looking forward to spending time with my family, and I've done that the last 5 weeks, and I know there'll be more of that time too. So, you know, I like staying busy, that's for sure. I played a little golf, and I'm actually going to see my parents tonight, which will be a real highlight for me on their turf. I'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept at when I was a kid. I don't think my mom knows I'm coming home yet. So it's just between my dad and I. It's a little bit of a surprise. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to some golf the next few days and some more family time. And then we'll figure out where we go from there.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, he's not coming back.
This sounds like a guy who's
I'm going to tell you why he's already bored.
I spent 5 weeks hanging out with them. They're good.
You know, I did the thing. You know, the wife thought that I should retire. So I just kind of like said I would retire. And my kids are like, Dad, why are you home all the time? And I'm like, good question. I don't know. I really should be working out. Alex is on the phone and we're going to go throw the ball around in the back. Oh man. And then I'm going to see my mom. Like, that'll be fun. But then there's like family time and like golf and like, when's football season again? Like, this guy's like already sick of his family. Like, what is he doing? Why did he thought,
that's your man right there, Ryan.
Think that he could just trick us? Like, and he tried to like, oh no. Oh yeah. I'm retired. Like Jedi mind trick all of us. We're talking about Star Wars earlier. Like, these aren't the joys you're looking for. This isn't the retirement you're looking for. I don't want to be in Tampa anymore. Hey, what about San Francisco? Like, he's talking about going home and sleeping in the same bed he grew up in San Francisco. He wants to be the 49ers quarterback. He's going to keep talking about it until John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are like, yeah, you know what? You know what would be awesome? You know how? You know what probably would have got us to the Super Bowl last year? If we had Tom friggin' Brady instead of Jimmy G and Trey Lance, who can't even play. Like, it's happening, people. I don't. What day is it? It's March 3rd? Like, just get ready. I know, Ryan, you got a point to make. I totally get it, but I just hijacked this. Like, just get ready, people. That's all I'm saying. Just get ready. Remember I said all this.
Okay. I'm going to say this, and I'm rarely swayed, but I'm not one of those individuals that goes in with such an agenda I don't know if it was your passion or if just you swayed my thought process a little bit here. My argument has changed a little bit. Well done, sir.
Well, you were going to say you don't think he's coming back, obviously.
I don't think he's coming back simply because of the NFL calendar.
Okay.
Right? He is a guy who's meticulous. Around getting better every offseason. That's what made him so successful, because he's not the most talented quarterback, never has been, right?
Right.
Reason why he was a six round draft pick, 199th overall, right? The talent wasn't there. His work ethic and his ability to address issues. I always said that he was the best version of himself as a quarterback at 44 years old than he was 10 years previous, because he addressed the things he had to improve on. That's what made him so good. But he also understands what that takes in the offseason. And I don't believe for one second that he can be like Brett Favre, where he'll show up a week into training camp and let's roll. If he hasn't put in the work like he has every single year to improve going forward, he fully understands that. Listening to Man in the Arena and watching him go through the process, that makes me fully understand now. And this is about the time that he's going to have to start doing that. So we'll know more here in the next couple of weeks if we hear another story about, oh, he was seen. Him and Debo Samuel were just seen working out. And then the story is, I just wanted to help out Debo. I know they're kind of, you know, Trey Lance is on vacation. So I'm in town visiting my family, playing at Pebble Beach. I just thought I'd throw a little bit. Haven't done it in a while. All right. Here's Brady's response to that conversation. All right. So, you know, I like staying busy. That's for sure. I played a little bit of golf and I'm actually going to see my parents tonight. I'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept at when I was a kid. And sure enough, he takes a picture. I don't know if that's real or not. If he just, you know, pulled that one. I would assume after the career that Tom Brady has had and the way he loves to give back, I'm sure his family has upgraded the bed that Tom Brady slept in.
I would assume they've upgraded their home that he Me grew too. Up in too as well.
Me like, too.
Also, he's like, my mom doesn't know yet. Well,
she knows now.
It's just all over social media that you're going home.
Well, maybe his mom isn't around social media and doesn't follow that closely, true. You know?
But I'm saying, unless they were balling
once
before
my mom
became...
got Once my mom got on Instagram, mm-hmm. I don't feel like everything's in the open now for my mother now.
And I don't want them on Instagram. Like, no. Someone tried to get my mom on Instagram. I was like,
all right, let's
take
one last check-in with Rich from the Combine. There he is.
Okay.
Wow.
Ready to be big time in Indy. We'll see you tomorrow, guys, here on the Rich Eisen Show.